This is an MUT Radio podcast.
My name is Bongo Bong Musa Ngwangamabe Uthumbu Kamatshangase, but you can call me Bongs Mabe. I am standing in for Ntuthuko Mabaso akaphilile ngathi ke engalulama ngokukhulu ukushesha. Now we are going straight to the interview yet as we know ukuthi International Women's Day. Today we have a deputy chairperson Usipho Sethu Mathonsi. She'll be telling us more about lolu suku nokunezinto ezenzakalayo. She is coming from Kwi Swipi, also known as Students Women's Economic Empowerment Program. So she'll be telling us more about things ezenzakalayo nezinto nje yabo in general as umuntu wesifazane. Welcome to Midday. Welcome to Hlanganani Midday, Sipho Sethu. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, kyale kuhle komchamo wesidawa ngixoxele.
Ngiyabonga ungamkela.
Okay. Tell us, where are you from? And the I program yeni imayelana nani?
So first of all, to introduce myself, Ngusipho Sethu Mathonsi, ngazalelwa la khona eMlazi.
Yeah.
And I'm a biomedical science student, ngenza my final year. Mm. And then I'm the deputy chairperson of ISWIP. So basically ISWIP iserva ipurpose yokuthi si equip students women for entrepreneurial activities in context of EGBV. Mm-hmm. And ISWIP is all about sisterhood, coming together, uniting, and also just to ukuthi sabantu besifazane si each other. There's this quote, Eleni, ethi, when women affirm each other, we unlock e power. The leo power ends with si shine brighter and achieve greatness.
Oh, wow. Powerful. But I'm funu kuba spice ngizogiyeka nje kanjalo. I don't want to be spice ukuthi kiyenzeka abantu besifazane bangaboni ngasoline kodwa yeke lokho ke. So I'm funu kugxila kakhulu kukhona. Let's go straight to our questions wethu anamhlanje. Can you share with us the inspiration behind the Students Women Economy Empowerment Program and how it addresses the challenges of gender-based violence and the under-representations of women in entrepreneurship?
Oh, as I've said, is USWIP now, actually, it's a Student Women Economic Empowerment Program. Yeah. Whereas we empower each other, women, sisebenzisa activities, whereby we invite different successful women to motivate women who are babe empowered. Because I believe that if, like, you hear a successful story from a young lady, now I relate, you get motivated, now you can be a better person. Well, in terms of EGBV, we created a safe space whereby ladies can talk about situations they're going through and also how to tackle those situations.
Yeah.
Now, we try to invite about my expert with GPV, where they tell us more about how can we tackle this, how can we solve it.
Okay, nice one. What specific initiative or resources does the program offer to equip students, women with the necessary skills and knowledge for entrepreneurial activity?
So one of our objectives is SWIP ukuthi we want to promote and support female students in entrepreneurship. There's so many ways to do that. So ezinye indlela ebesengishilo ukuthi we invite people that going to help us ukuthi there's this upcoming activity that ukuthi kuzo invite umuntu to come and teach our ladies ukuthi how to apply for a business, what to do if you don't know, especially let's say you want to start a business but you don't know where to start. So SWIP is there for to help you pick your tools up, ube there on your way to register your business, how to do this and this and that. There's even another upcoming course, accounting, ukuthi already now you have a business, but how do I handle my cost and budget and stuff and whatnot? Yeah.
Okay. How does the program foster a support environment for students, women to overcome barriers such as gender-based violence and societal stereotype in pursuing entrepreneurship?
So as we sweep, we have created like a safe space for ladies on campus. So in terms of Guti, whether you have a problem or whatsoever, you can come and talk, because like we're a sisterhood. The sisterhood is all about uniting and trying to fix each other's problems or day-to-day problems that us as ladies go through every day. And also the safe space is very much open to everyone. Ofunuk Joina. And yeah, there's literally like everything sonke sibe a better version of ourselves.
Okay, nice one. Sisahle naye ke uSipho Sethu Mathonsi, the deputy chairperson we lokunjana we sweep. Kodwa kwamanje I just want to ask ukuthi sithi kuyothi ukuyophuza amanzi kancane. Studio, we are still have Ulokunjani uSipho Sethu Mathonsi, the deputy chairperson of students women economic empowerment, also known as SWEEP. Now she is telling us more about the program yabo nendlela futhi abasiza ngayo abantu besifazane. They are treating ogogo abazothandazela abazukulu babo, and I think nabo bazoba ilabo gogo abathandazela abazukulu babo, because siyabona indlela abenza ngayo. Okay, Can you discuss any success stories or notable achievement of students, women who have participated in the program? How has it impacted their entrepreneurial journey and personal empowerment?
Oh, so the most the most exciting ones are Tina Guy.
Okay.
So, the success story in Guy show, we went to the executive team last day. We went to Benoni at Johannesburg, where we met with other executives from other universities. It was such a great experience, especially for me, because like I believe now SWEEP is not only about Tuguti, like it's just like a program. It's also like plant a seed anew. Now we are cooler as a person personally and also entrepreneurial. So La Paya, what they did with it, they invited different people to share their life experiences, and we could relate and also get motivated. And also seeing other students from me, I'm very shy, like I'm very shy and I struggle for me anxiety. So, but seeing other students out there being so well spoken, I was so inspired and motivated. Like, but now I can, because like seeing other ladies and my peers there too, just being there. So, like, it really helped me, because I'm an aspiring entrepreneur. So, it has really helped me to be able to stand there and represent my business as I am representing SWEEP now. And then the most exciting one is that our chairperson, Balenhle, is going to UK in May. It is a UK SWEEP exchange program where uzobe hlangene namanye ama executive members. So yeah, and like funa ukuthi ukuthi you don't know, maybe if now you join SWEEP, next day it could be you, because it's open to everyone as long as you're a member. Like SWEEP is all about that ukuthi vele la e university sizela ama academics, but there's more to amanye ama opportunities angakisa to greater things in life.
Okay. What can we expect from SWEEP as MUT this year, and any projects currently or on the pipeline?
Also, we have a lot on our calendar, and we're still about to end. In the corner, manje recent we're gonna be doing res activations where so besema res sakhethile for now to kind of like explain more in depth about SWEEP, who abantu are interested and also sign up for a membership. And then next up, we're going to have e-course where uti how to apply for e-grant if you're an entrepreneur and stuff. Yeah, that is all for now.
Yeah.
Can I add something?
Please? Yeah, you can add.
But,
and
more is going to be added on our Instagram page. So if you want to know more about SWEEP and also what is going to be happening and you can go visit our Instagram page.
Okay. The time I do to ungasho something, I was going to ask you Leo question. Leo, by the way, you read my mind. Okay, page lane, it's SWEEP.
Yes, yes, it's MUT Sweep.
MUT Sweep. So if yafisa nawe ukungenelela this campaign, you can go to ipage labo ubone ukuthi kwenzakalani yini eyenzakalayo, and umenshinile ukuthi basazohamba ama campus to campus ama restaurants where be sign up ama membership. So if you are interested in nje, just be ready. Just be ready. With any time is a tea time. Bazofika noma inini. Any shout outs? You want to shout out to any who?
I want to shout out to our coordinator, Mrs. Tembu, who's been like our driver, inspiration, Uhleze's motivator. And one thing about that lady, like Uhleze, you have any potential, and then she tries to come out of your shell. So I'm sending a shout out to her. Thank you, girl.
she's a woman indeed.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for coming and share with us. Is into any inside we program? Achievile. Yes. Thank you so much for coming. To you, happy National Women's
thank
Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And also thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.